This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all sitting up straight? Very good. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Norm Shealy. And if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y.com, normshealy.com. And if you'd like to call his office in Springfield, Missouri, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And if you go to his website, normshealy.com, you'll find optimal health recommendations. You can sign up for his newsletter, and you'll get a wealth of information absolutely free. So, that being said, Dr. Shealy, would you like to share what happened to you regarding COVID and shedding? Is that something that you would like to talk about or not?
And yeah, I'm happy to talk about. On December 4th, I had four friends in for dinner. The wife of a friend had had a heart attack 3 days after having the COVID vaccine. It was a month later. I hugged her. 4 days later, I awoke unable to speak. The biggest problem has been marked increase in weakness of my left foot and leg. And speech. Now, the speech is about 95% recovered. The left foot, maybe 50%, but hardly what it was beforehand. I have had the worst 2.5 months in my life, but I'm on the mend.
Okay, let me see if I've got this right. So, on December 4th, 2021, you had four friends for dinner. And your friend's wife had a heart attack 3 days after the jab. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then 4 days later.
About a month later.
Oh, I'm sorry. She had about a month
after the injection.
Okay. 1 month. Okay, 30 days after the jab, she had a heart attack.
Right.
And then 4 days later. And when did you have them over for dinner? Give her a hug.
Right. December 8th when I got attacked by spike protein.
Okay. And so this was generally debilitating, right?
Oh, totally.
Okay. And so what did you do to cure yourself? Because Dr. Shealy, it looked like this was going to be the straw that broke the camel's back. But you turned that around.
I had vitamin C, IV, 50 grams, two or three times a week for about 6 weeks. And I took no drugs whatsoever, and I practiced auditory training almost continuously.
And what about the PEMF device and scale or anything?
Oh, yes. Well, I used the scale all night. On my lower abdomen and on my head. I sleep with it.
Are you talking about PEMF?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about Scalar? You had that in the room too?
Yes. I have had that for several years. The Scalar device is level with the top of my bed, and it bathes me every moment of the evening.
Okay. Well, that's where we have the Scalar device too. Actually, mine's a little higher. Mine's about 3 feet above the height of the mattress. Is that okay?
I think so. Originally, we had it in a corner of a room, and seem to work.
Okay. All right. So should I lower it? Actually, I'm looking, trying to see it. Okay. It looks like about a couple feet above the height of where the bed would be.
It comes out at an angle, and so it would get you.
Okay. All right. So, and what about other supplements? Did you take any other supplements like B-complex or youth formula?
84 supplements every morning.
Okay. So which ones, do you have a feel for which ones of those supplements were the key supplements that helped with this miraculous turnaround?
D3, mm-hmm. Yep. Essential multi-level vitamin, mm-hmm. and youth formula for vitamin C, and astaxanthine. I think that's an absolute essential.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would recommend if someone were to contract COVID through shedding, et cetera?
Well, no. I think the best thing is to isolate yourself and not contaminate other people.
Okay. And so, Dr. Shilley, how sure are you that you got this spike protein through vaccine, we'll call it alleged vaccine shedding?
Well, I had no other contact than known with vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I was okay until 4 days after I had the person. So, okay.
Now, the person that came over, did she have COVID or did she not have COVID?
Yeah, she had COVID and the vaccine.
Okay. Did she get COVID? Do you know if she got COVID before the vaccine or after the vaccine?
I don't know.
Okay. So are you concerned about the vaccine?
Well, as before, there is no circumstance under which I would allow the vaccine in my body. I consider it poison.
Yeah. It seems to me that people who take the vaccine are contracting really serious complications, and some are dying. Dr. Shilley, so if we were to recap a couple years' worth of our discussion about this pandemic, it seems that we've said that we believed it was a bioweapon that was that was created in the lab. We believed it was released either on purpose or accidentally. We believe that it traveled the world. And correct me if I say anything that you disagree with, please. These are my words from my recollection of a lot of different broadcasts that I've done with other instructors, and including just my observations. So, a bioweapon. I believe it was a bioweapon that was intentionally created. I believe it was released initially a couple of years ago. I said either accidentally or on purpose. I believe it was done on purpose now. And I believe that it spread through aerosolization initially, and then it wasn't working as well as some people wanted it to work. Not enough people were dying and becoming debilitated from it. So the next was the direct body injection of we'll call it what they're calling, we'll just call it the jab. And then since then, there are different levels of reaction to the jab. And some people have no reaction whatsoever. Some people have mild reactions. Some people have extreme reactions. Some people die. And I mentioned that I proffered this hypothesis that I came up with months and months ago, that there are 10 levels. Zero would be, or 11 levels, really. Zero would be a placebo, saline injection, and then level 1 would be a 10% concentration of the jab. Level 5 would be 50% concentration. Level 10 would be the full concentration dose, and that the people who got the injections were the field trials, so let's see what happens. And then we talked about shedding, how you can be near someone and they can shed what they've been injected with. And that's where we are today. Did I say anything that you disagree with? Okay. So as we look at this, we now find that the Queen of England, royalty, has got the virus, and she's experiencing mild cold-like symptoms. She's 95 years old. Do you think, Dr. Shealy, that the elite, the Bilderbergers, the people who run the world, the Illuminati, the Committee of 300, that group of the most wealthy people who are telling us what to do, do you think that they actually have a cure? Because it seems that President Donald Trump got it, his family got it, and they all recovered really quickly, whereas other people have been seriously debilitated by it. Do you think they have a cure that they're not letting out? It's just for them.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any comments that, you know, any of your thoughts that you'd like to share at this point based on some of the things that we've been talking about in the last couple of minutes?
Well, again, under all circumstances, night, day, in any time, I would not allow the vaccine in my body.
I am in total agreement with you. And, you know, I have there's some people I know who are really, really smart. I mean, really bright people, and they have been convinced to get the vaccine. And I asked one of them, I said, so why did you do this? Why did you get the vaccine? And I talked with him many, many times. I said, you know, don't, please, please, please don't get the vaccine. And he got the vaccine. And he got, I think, three jabs. And the last one was really pretty serious, and he had, you know, much more serious side effects than the first two. And I asked him why. Why'd you do it? He said, because I didn't want to get the virus. So he didn't want to get the virus, so he got the virus because he didn't want to get the virus. Well, what I'm saying is, isn't this injection the virus? Isn't this...
Supposedly.
Mm-hmm. It's allegedly, supposedly, a lower dose concentration of the virus. So to get you immune to the virus, you get the virus. So why would somebody get the virus to not get the virus? I don't get it. there are a lot of things I don't get, and that's just one of them.
Brainwashed.
Okay, and
brainwashed.
Yeah, and you know, I've heard people in the media. You know, we have actors and actresses, and they're saying, you know, they don't want to be around people who have not been vaccinated. Frankly, I don't want to be around people who have been vaccinated. Those are the ones that scare me, the ones
right.
who have been vaccinated. So one of the other things that we talked about, Dr. Shealy, I'm just kind of recapping, you know, a couple of years' worth of discussion in a very short amount of time. One of the things that we talked about was the immune system. We talked about how you need to keep your immune system strong so that if you get near this virus and it's airborne or aerosolized, your body has a better chance of defending itself. So it's the same thing. It's D3, vitamin C, a multivitamin, and astaxanthin at the absolute minimum. Is that right?
Yes.
And what about you know that I don't go out very much anymore, and I haven't for a couple of years, ever since this genocide. You think that is being overly cautious, or do you think I
wise,
mean, frankly,
smart?
I'm sorry. Okay.
I think it's smart.
Okay. I'm being very, very cautious, and we'll talk about the protocol we use with the mail and packages when we come back. I know this is a recap question.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, class. I just wanted to let you know very briefly the protocol for packages. When they're delivered, we pick them up with gloves and throw them in the back or put them in the back of a pickup truck, aim the pickup truck so that it's in sunlight. Then we use gloves and a couple hours later we rotate them so all sides of the packages get covered with the sun's ultraviolet light. And mail, we use gloves, pick the mail out of the from the carrier and put it on the windshield of the truck under the windshield wiper so that it doesn't blow away, and that's facing we're into the sun. Also, we grab another pickup truck and put the mail there and then flip it over later so that gets ultraviolet light from the sun. That's how we disinfect packages that come here. Dr. Shealy, any quick comments?
No, but it's wise.
Okay, that's what we do. We also have a pen light, an ultraviolet portable pen light. It's kind of like the size of a Sharpie marker, has two AAA cells in it. You can buy them on eBay, and if we need to disinfect, we use that. We also have a wand. I fabricated an ultraviolet light LED light array, and we have one of those Rubbermaid boxes. It's kind of like where you put your garden tools, you know, outside the back door kind of thing, maybe 4 feet long, 2 by 2 by 4 feet. And we put packages in there, and we use the ultraviolet wand over those packages. Like, for example, if it's food or lettuce or something like that that is delivered in the back of our pickup truck, we put the ultraviolet light on them, and we put them in that box so the ultraviolet light doesn't get in our eyes, because ultraviolet light can blind you. Do your research before you do any of those things, class. And we've got some calls. The call screen's lit up. Three calls on hold. We'll take them in order of received. Gene in Kentucky, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shuley.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Five by five.
Okay. Yeah. Hello, all. Dr. Sheila, glad you're better. I'm really angry at the pharmaceutical industry. I think if they had a guillotine out front and they put their head in, I think it's horrible for it. I really do. Because I know so many people that's taking drugs that are very unhealthy. And, like, I got a great niece. Her mother put her on, I don't know if it was lithium or Adderall, years ago. And I'm very angry at that woman. I'm glad she's dead now. I know you shouldn't say that. But the girl now, she's probably about 20s in a group home. And her mother always told her, don't let anybody tell them you're smart. And that my niece told me. That would be her niece, and that would be my great niece. And her father's dead. He was killed years ago in an airplane, a little airplane thing. But like, he had his own airplane, and it crashed. But anyway, I met him for marrying a stupid woman. But anyway, that's a long story. And anyway, so I sent her a birthday card and asked her to write me because I would like to correspond with her. And I don't do texting and all that. So I don't know if I ever hear from her again. And then unfortunately, my son married a woman that became a doctor of pharmacology. I'm so angry about it. And she put my grandson on Adderall type stuff. And I blew up, and that's what I found out. And then unfortunately, I left a message on her voicemail, and she had me prosecuted for harassment. So to this day, I can't stand that woman. If I saw her, Lord knows what I'd do.
Well, you know, she was stupid.
Oh, no. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's a witch. She really is. And now I found out my granddaughter's following her footsteps. Okay, so the grandson decided he wanted to have a relationship with us again after 10 or 15 years. He calls up, and I talked to him, and he came over a few times. Mostly visits my husband. My husband's not judgmental toward him, but I am. I mean, I love the young man. I don't know him. I wouldn't recognize him if I hadn't seen pictures of him on Facebook. Even though I don't belong to Facebook, I was able, somebody sent me the link to see what he looked like after he called, you know. And so anyway, so he's been to see my husband more times than here. And when he was here that few times, just before he went back to college, he was going to college, you know, like 80 miles from here, between Louisville and whatever. And he was so fidgety. He's fidgety. I call it fidgety. You know what I mean? When people are hyperactive. I mean, I'm fidgety too, but nothing like that. I could sit there and read books for hours. But it's so hard to get over this. And I know my husband's taking a jab. He won't admit to it. And I'm not scared of catching anything from him. He won't even admit to it, y'all. And that's just so bad. He just changes the subject. And I begged him when I knew he had an appointment after I saw it on his computer not to go, but I know he went anyway.
Jean, hold that thought, please. I've got a question for Dr. Sheila and you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Putin have agreed in principle to a summit to discuss the situation in Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron brokered the deal Sunday. The White House says only as long as Russia does not invade its neighbor will it consider the meeting. Arrangements for the meeting will be worked out on Thursday. On November 4th, 2014, California voters passed Proposition 47, a liberal push law that changed certain low-level crimes from potential felonies to misdemeanors. In reality, crime has spiked in California and around the country with similar soft-on-crime enforcement. One California Republican is attempting to stifle crime by repealing Prop 47 in the Golden State. California Assemblyman Kevin Kiley on Fox News points out the obvious.
In fact, what happened was the most predictable thing in the world. We removed the consequence for stealing, and what do you know, it caused a lot more stealing.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Republican Congressman Don Bacon from Nebraska was on Newsmax this weekend. He says all indications are that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine, and it's hard to understand the disconnect between the White House's warnings and Ukraine.
It's hard to understand the leader of Ukraine. Maybe he's just trying to instill more confidence in the citizens. But it looks to me, with all the intelligence that we have and the actions by Putin, it sure appears to me that President Putin has decided to invade. Why else would you put field hospitals on the border? Why would you be taking blood donations there for troops who get injured? All the preparations you would expect to see an invasion are being done. And what bothers me is our world is entering a new chapter when it comes to foreign affairs and national security. And it's a chapter that's more dangerous, more precarious, more ominous, a chapter where bullies and thugs are trying to dominate. It's not just Russia. China's watching this. Iran's watching it. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad. We're going down a bad path in our world right now. And but I think the intelligence is pretty clear that Russia's preparing to invade.
It should be noted two Ukrainian soldiers were killed and a handful of others wounded over the weekend when Russian-backed Ukrainian separatists in the eastern portion of the country fired mortars, again breaking ceasefire agreements. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go
to the
for
2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Just a very quick comment, and I wanted to mention something to Gene and Dr. Shealy. Class, when Russia officially attacks Ukraine, there will be shortages of all kinds, and the prices of everything will increase. Oil, meat, food, spare parts, pretty much everything you can think of. And why else would Vladimir Putin have 190,000 troops on the border? Why would there be tanks along the border? Why would there be field hospitals along the border? Why? Is this just, well, let's see if we can get everybody together for an announcement. It looks like there we are poised for war. Dr. Shealy, any comments?
Russia is evil. I think they may Period.
Okay, and here's a comment that I had regarding what Gene has been saying. Gene in Kentucky. Gene, here's a concern that I have, and I'll ask the question, and I'd like to hear Dr. Shealy's comments. Dr. Shealy, Jean mentioned that her husband got the jab, and she did not want her husband to get the jab. Is that correct, Jean?
Yes, my understanding.
Yeah. Okay. So if her husband, got the jab, and or if any two people who are married and they have one gets the jab, let's say it's the guy, and they have marital relations, can the female be affected, impacted, harmed, or hurt by the male getting the jab? Is that possible?
Yes, unequivocal.
I wasn't scared. I'm still not scared. Because, right now I'm hurt. I've gotten hurt. We're both considered crippled now. I fell and broke major bone doing something stupid one night. And now I'm suffering for it the rest of my life. But anyway, and he's got sciatica. And I say, because it came back on him because of what he'd be taking. He said, no, it's because of all the years he climbed poles and all this stuff. And I said, why did it wait 20 years to come back on you? And he just changes the subject when I talk about it. And, but I did make him wear condoms for a while. And, because I know that's how it's transferred. And, so anyway, now I'm hurt and I can get around with the cane and all in Hepalong capacity. And, so I'm angry now because I told him, I said, I would never got hurt if we were, snowbirds. I would never been here to mess with loading and unloading firewood. So I'm mad about that. I'm mad I will no longer be able to ride my bicycle, duck walk, run, stoop. You know what I'm saying? Get down on my knees in the garden and all that. So it's hard to get over that when you're so used to being so active. I mean, right before that happened, I could skip, hop, and jump and everything else. And now, I mean, I'm getting up and down. I'm determined. I use a stick. I use canes and walkers and everything. But I'll never be able to do the things I used to do. And
I have another question for you. Are you saying that your husband was able to do more before he got the jab, and now after?
Oh, yeah, he still does a lot, but he's got sciatica so bad that he's going to take another epidermal, which will do no good because he had him years ago, and he had that laparoscopic years ago. Got 20 years on his right side. Now his left side's bothering him. He thinks that's a cure. I said, nothing will change until you change your eating habits and give up drinking and everything. And, I mean, otherwise, he's pretty good, except for certain items he shouldn't be eating. And and I feel for him because I love him, you know what I mean? But,
Gene,
but knowing he won't give up the crap, that is so aggravating that people won't give up the crap that's causing all this.
Well, yeah, that's everywhere. Dr.
And I'm not scared to hug anybody, Vincent. I'm not scared to hug anybody unless they're bleeding or something. I'm foaming at the mouth.
I am.
Not me.
I am.
I hug people all the time. Every day I hug somebody.
I would hug no one who's had the vaccine, personally.
I would. Well, then I'm hugging people that have that, and I'm not scared of them because I don't plan on having blood contact with them. So
Dr. Shealy, I think what Gene is saying is that the way that this virus is contracted is through blood. Is that what you're saying, Gene?
Blood or something in cholesterol. Yes, I believe it with all my heart.
Has Dr. Shealy?
Because it's a virus, has to be in cholesterol. I've did too much reading up on it.
Well, that's part of the whole, but many other things in cholesterol.
Yeah, I understand. But I know you're the doctor, but I just believe in my heart how it's transferred. And, I mean, you're scared of everything. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I'm just telling you what's coming down. Like, I know the banks, now the local bank, which you bank with, now the lobby's closed again. I think they're scared about a run on the bank. You know the truth. I think that's going to happen when they start this digital currency and all this stuff. People are going to demand your money and all that. I'm just a skeptic about everything. It's all midterm. But I
Gene,
kind of look
behind
things.
We've got a couple more callers.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for calling in today.
Yeah, it was Bruce Williams that I used to listen to, Vincent. I finally looked up his name.
Bruce Williams, I used to listen to him, too. He was brilliant.
He was my first talk show host I listened to, and I loved listening to him. I used to record it at night.
He was a businessman, and he gave business advice.
Oh, yes, I read about him, yes.
He's a brilliant guy. One of my top 10 favorite broadcasters. Yes. Art Bell was number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, love y'all out
Chuck
there.
Harder.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. See you, Gene. Bye-bye. Lou in Illinois. Welcome, Lou.
Morning, guys. Norm, you sound like a million bucks, man. You're back. Norm.
Well, speech-wise, pretty well recovered, yes.
Oh, yeah. Your brain's connected with your vocal cords now. Boy, you're just whipping it right out. So that's great. Hey, you guys were talking about the Council of 300, the New World Order, other names, the World Government, the Great Reset, the Bilderbergs, the CFR, the Globalists. All of that stuff, I believe, all are working together. And they're using this COVID thing to bring about this Great Reset. And this COVID thing has gone by many names in the past. I believe all of these were engineered experiments, just like the COVID, to see what they could do and if they could bring the planet down. And some of them are the bird flu, Marburg's, Legionnaires, COV2, Ebola, SARS, MERS, you know, all of that stuff. And all of that stuff, including this COVID thing, seems like it is fizzling. And the Queen, at the top of the hour, they said the Queen had tested positive for COVID, and she had mild cold symptoms. I mean, she didn't even have the flu, mild cold symptoms. So my question to Dr. Shealy, do you think that all of these diseases and these experiments they're bringing out through the grace of God are fizzling as they go on? Like right now, this COVID thing seems like it's fizzling, and, you know, barring new variants of Alpha, Delta, you know, Con, whatever next Con they come out with, that all of this stuff just kind of fizzles and the human body adjusts to it and kicks it out, more or less?
Yes.
Okay. Great. That's my view on this whole thing, you know, that they keep trying, and so far they have not gotten one that has done the job. So God help us if they ever do.
Right.
Well, what you're talking about, Lou, is the experimentation. There are many researchers who have figured out that there are contracts that have been let by the U.S. military to develop a surgically precise weapon, a bioweapon, that was HIV, which turned into AIDS. There was avian flu. There were two tracks for HIV. One was with birds. The other one was with monkeys. There was a race to see which would win, and the monkeys won. And that was HIV. There were two doctors that were competing, and the guy who won was Dr. Robert Gallo, and that was told to me by Dr. Len Horowitz personally, in person. He, my wife, and I were talking in the late 90s, and that's what he said. I haven't had him on the air to repeat that, but that's what he said. So we've been experimenting, and governments have been experimenting with using diseases and biological weapons for many years, including the U.S. Army to kill the Native Americans, the Indians, in North America.
Yeah, a lot of
smallpox.
This stuff is race specific too, targeted to
yes.
one race.
Dr. Shealy, your comments about race-specific bioweapons.
Well, I don't know how specific it is. A weapon is a weapon. The gun versus a knife, you know, that kind of thing can kill you.
Amen to that. I
agree. Okay, back to you. Yeah. Well, Lou, Dr. Shealy sounds so good. Dr. Shealy, I'm just going to cut... I'm going to cut to the chase. Lou and I have been talking privately on the phone, trying to coordinate telephone calls with you, making sure that you were getting attention and all that. And Lou has been a godsend to you, in my opinion. and, you know, being there to help you. And Lou, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, class, this is what USA Prepares is like. This is what we do. We try to pull off all the stops when it's appropriate, and we try to help each other. And we're trying to lead by example. We really are.
Yeah, we're brothers.
And yes, we are. And Lou, you were there to help Dr. Shealy in the early days, and you stayed with him, and it was just wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
And look at the results.
Lou, do you have any other comments?
Arms back. This is the third time. This is the third time Norm's come back from. You know what I'm talking about, Norm. I'm starting to think you have 9 lives. So, man, you got 6 more to go. Hey, go, Norm.
I'm going to try.
All right. Well, I'll let you get your last caller on there, Benny.
Yeah. Lou in Illinois is a USA Prepares instructor. Thank you so much, Lou. Lou Cassidy.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
And Dr. Shealy and Lou have collaborated on the scalar device, the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device, and their new inventions, which is, Dr. Shealy, you want to talk about your newest invention?
Well,
your Gigatens very briefly?
Using the Gigatens, which I invented way back in the 90s, Gigat means 52 to 78 billion cycles per second. I believe that putting one electrode on the forehead and one on the sacrum will rejuvenate telomeres. Now that this study that hasn't been done yet, so I don't know.
So we're talking about to travel the length of the spinal cord, is that right?
Well, yes, because, you know, basically the forehead is one major meridian, and the sacrum is another major meridian, and they are connected.
And we're not talking about doing it the way Elon Musk is, which is brain implants. There's no drilling and no boring, and there's no bleeding. This is just a surface.
100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shirley, I just have one quick question, and then we'll get to our last call. Dr. Shirley, you had recommended, because my oral temperature was below 98.6. It was actually in the 97.5 Fahrenheit degree range. You recommended Armour Thyroid and 60 milligrams. I took it, and it worked great. And then I was able to wean myself off because it really made me hyper. After a while, it made me hyper. I had taken a full tablet, so I went to 3/4 and then weaned myself to a half, then a quarter, then an eighth. Now, did I rebuild my thyroid? Is that what I did? With your
it's
therapy?
Possible. It's possible. You need air bliss and a tiny bit of iodine to do it.
Okay. So like one drop of iodine per day? Okay. All right. Joey in Michigan. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Norm, I have to disagree, or you may have overlooked, the one thing the government does best is to ruin anything that's functional, good working. They can destroy families, educations, and companies. So I just wanted to pass that on. Your voice, by the way, Lou's correct. You are back 100%. Your voice is strong. Its energy is strong. That's great. I'm happy to hear that because it's been a heck of a beating for you.
Well, thanks, Joe.
No, you're great. You're welcome. Vince, when you send the money to the parasites, the brown stains, not the brown shirts, the brown stains, always use a postal money order. That way it takes a lot more effort on their part because they really want you to give them a bank account, a credit card number, use your cell phone to pay. So it's very important to always send them a postal money order. That way it takes a lot more of their paperwork and time. That's just something I've probably learned from you over the years.
What you're talking about, you learned from me to not comply, make up my own tax forms if I'm going to send them something, or if they say you need to fill out form number 768, I don't do that. I write on a piece of copier paper or printer paper, and I write whatever it is that they want, but I forget to put the part about under penalty of perjury, those kinds of things. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's beautiful. But I do.
And if I do use their forms, which I try very hard not to, where it says, you know, I do solemnly swear under the penalty of stealing your farm that the above is true, I cross that out. I cross out the part where I affirm and I agree that they can take my property, throw me in prison, whatever they think that they can do, because I signed my name under that box. I cross that box out, and it's absolutely crystal clear I've crossed that box out, and then I put my initials on it, you know, VF, because I use my real name on the radio, Vincent Finelli. I literally do that, Joe. I cross out what I don't agree with. And by the way, class, when you see a contract that says standard contract or just sign here, you don't have to do that. If there's something that you don't like, and by the way, read it all. And if you don't understand it, say, I don't understand it. I'm not going to sign it until I understand it. Until I fully comprehend what this means, don't sign it unless you do fully comprehend the ramifications. But if there are parts that I don't like in a real estate contract, and it says, you know, here are the terms, I cross off what I don't like with a pen, and I put my initials on it, meaning I agree with the rest of it, but not the part I crossed off. Back to you.
Right on.
Yeah, I have if everybody would do that, you know, it's just like this episode going on in Canada. You know, now they want to steal all your money, all your assets, because they're the criminals. You know, people don't get it. What did I say 2 years ago? 3 years ago. I said in order to take control of the problem, if the truckers would start on a Thursday night, and they didn't work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and that Monday, they went back to work on Tuesday. If people didn't listen, then start again on Thursday. Go the whole week. After about 10 or 12 days with the infrastructure shut down, what are they going to do? They're not capable of running anything. They can't even find the bottom half with both hands, and all they have to do is reach back, and they're not capable. So we've entered that place, and I would like to suggest, whether you like a horoscope or not, weeklyhoroscope.com. The guy's name is Daniel Dowd, and his horoscope for this week, he compares the astrology from 1776 to today, 2022, they're identical times. The astrology, the astrological aspects, I guess we'll look at, are exactly prime for a change. And it's a matter of if the people choose which direction. That's why this has all been orchestrated and calibrated down to moments in time. They don't let this go any faster. They don't let it go any slower. They keep dragging it along because, you know, as Jean said, what a spunky person she is. When she claims, and she's right, the banks are getting ready to shut down. And that's the only reason they're orchestrating this visual in Canada, to show you what's coming here next. So, looks like we're done. We're out of time. You guys be safe. Norm, it's really awesome that you're back full power energy, at least in your voice. The rest will come. And Vince, thanks.
You're welcome, Joey. And here, class, here's what you've heard at USA Prepares Today with Dr. Norm Shuley. You've heard that he got the spike proteins. You heard that he got it from shedding. You heard that he cured himself with natural protocols, the same things he's been recommending for 10 years. Not the ventilator and not the rest of it. He did it the way he's been telling us to do it. He did it. He's proof. Dr. Shuley, I love you. Thank you so much for being with us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.